Williams. It's hard to go wrong when you're on the right side. Right Side Radio. Solid, conservative, and just plain right.
News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN. Phil Williams here, like the dude just said, hosting the Right Side Radio. Solid, conservative, and just plain right. Hey, listen, right before the break, I was telling you, the whole theme of this first hour has been what happens when you've got a government or a leftist sector of the private sector who is literally bullying people into a position, not allowing you to speak out. And yet my Right Side Way monologue was on the fact that we have to speak out. We have to, regardless of the discomfort that comes up, regardless of the fact that it may mean that we feel like they're going to be yelling at us next. Well, let them. Because if we are not known for speaking out, then we will be known for doing nothing. That's what it boils down to. And I say all that to say, you know, I talked about the fact that one of the tactics has been these personal attacks on anyone who doesn't do what the liberals want. And they're even eating their own right now. Because do not mistake for a second that Kyrsten Sinema is suddenly a Republican. All right, she's not going to leave the Democrat Party. She was an LGBTQ and Green Party activist for years. That was her thing. Now, maybe she's changed her stance. I don't know. But the truth of the matter is, I certainly appreciate her fiscal position that we're seeing right now. She has been one of the ones standing in the way of Biden getting to spend us into oblivion with a $3.5 trillion package of just nothing but progressive wish lists that do nothing for the economy, despite the fact that he's standing up there still giving his speech. I mean, that's quite the teleprompter he's got going, apparently, in Howell, Michigan. And by the way, I listened to it some during the break. I will confess his voice gets on my nerves, his speech voice. But he literally, it's interesting because he does appear to be sharper than he was when he first got into office. But even then, you can see when his voice gets tired, he begins to wane, and he tries to kind of stand up straighter again and look back at the teleprompter and recoup himself. So I don't know if they give him shots right before the speech or what. But anyway, all said and done, we're looking at a situation where the President of the United States spent 42 years, I think it was, 42 years in the U.S. Senate. And this weekend, we had Kyrsten Sinema and Joe Manchin, who happened to be opposed to the president's spending package, who were basically attacked by liberals to the extent that they even followed Kyrsten Sinema into the restroom and filming the stall, not even giving her a moment of privacy. And by the way, men and women activists following her into the restroom, like that was okay. Like there's something, it's because we have a point to make. She has to hear us. We shall go in the bathroom and do away with all decorum. No, it's not right. There's nothing right about it. Well, President Biden was asked about this. And you would think, okay, he's been in the U.S. Senate. He knows the deal. He knows that's wrong. He also knows that he's been part of the hashtag MeToo stuff for years. And so you would think that he would say something about it in a meaningful and please stop that kind of way. I want my bill to pass, but we're not going to go down that road. Nope, that's not what he did. Because, you know, he's never led anything in his whole life, ever. And so I'm looking at an article right now from the Washington Examiner. Part of my preparations today, I found one from the Washington Examiner published just last night. It says, when asked about the bathroom incident, President Joe Biden noted that while he did not consider the tactics appropriate, that a man following a female senator into a woman's restroom at her place of work is just, quote, part of the process. I saw the comments. He was smirking when he said it. It's just, you know, it's just part of the process. It's just part of the process. The president, who also served in the Senate for nearly four decades without ever being filmed in a bathroom by political adversaries, added that, quote, it happens to everybody. It happens to everybody. No, it doesn't. It doesn't happen to everybody. And it's wrong. If you needed any indication that the hashtag MeToo movement ends at the moment that a politician's priorities begin, Biden proved it, according to the article I'm reading. He says, in any sane world, thugs filming a woman in a bathroom without her consent would constitute the grossest sort of violation of that woman's right to privacy and bodily autonomy. But feminism goes out the window when liberals want their stuff to be heard. And it makes the point, too, that Sinema's not a Republican. She's simply sort of kind of a centrist, at least on fiscal policies. But Biden had nothing meaningful to say to assist the situation. Basically, he's like, oh, is this part of the process? It's not part of the process. And I can remember when I was an elected official, I took a lot of junk, and I talked about some of it on the air the other day. You know, it's just, and there are times, though, when you know you're not going to make everybody happy. If you're one of those elected officials whose goal is to try and make everybody happy, you are going to be miserable. All right. Stand up for what you believe in, but do so with gentleness and respect. You can do that. And at the same time, there are places where it goes over the line. Like when we were trying to pass the illegal immigration bill in Montgomery back in 2012, I believe. And that one got out of hand. The protesters were in the building. They were storming the hallways. They were rushing into offices, demanding to be heard, crowding in. I mean, our offices in the state Senate, the whole office was probably, 10 by 10. And when you got 40 people wanting to cram in there to yell at you, you have to call security. That's not the way it's supposed to be. When they sound the chimes for you to go down the hall to vote on a bill, and the protesters lock arms in the hallway trying to keep you from going down the hall and then elbow you in the ribs when you're trying to go by to do your elected duty, it's not supposed to be that way. Or how about when I would get threatening letters at my house? The kind that say things like, I remember one of them that said, I live close to you, and that's a shame. And maybe I should come to those events and see you more often, if you know what I mean. And then you realize the letter doesn't even have a stamp on it, which means they dropped it off in your mailbox personally. Those kind of things are out of line, in my opinion. That is not part of the process. That is wrong. Well, Hannity has some great points on this. Copper, go ahead and get clip 7 ready. Let me know when you're ready on clip 7. So Hannity was talking about this very thing last night. You know how I know when my show is hitting the marks is when I've prepared for the show and then I find out that other venues are preparing the exact same material because it's timely and it's ready. That's what we do on this show. All right, Copper, clip 7, I see you've got it ready. So listen, this is Hannity commenting on the fact that the things I'm talking about, that is not part of the process. Go ahead and play it.
Appropriate. It's wrong. It's unethical. And you should have stuck up for both Manchin and Sinema. Mob rule is never part of the process, Joe, but that's right. You wouldn't even talk about the 534 riots in the summer of 2020. Democrats only want to talk about January 6th. They don't want to talk about the riots that killed dozens of Americans, injured thousands of cops pelted with bricks and rocks and bottles and Molotov cocktails, and dozens of people killed, thousands of cops injured.
That's true. They don't want to talk about those. I mean, right now you would, and by the way, January 6th, insurrection, it wasn't an insurrection. An insurrection is an attempt to supplant government. It's an attempt to actually replace government. There was nobody walking through the front doors that thought they were going to suddenly become the new governance that day. Was it wrong? Yes, it was. Was it a riot? Potentially. Was it something that should have happened or should not have happened? It should not have happened. But how about the Antifa riots? How about chasing Kyrsten Sinema into a bathroom and filming the stall and yelling at her while she's in the bathroom and on the plane and in the airport? How about Joe Manchin having people come to his boathouse and scream at him when he's home and off duty? How about people writing threatening letters like the ones to me or dropping them off in the mailbox personally? And that's just wrong. And that is the kind of stuff that happens that keeps good people from wanting to run. But people, when I said earlier, is you've got to have two things. You've got to have resolve and you've got to have courage. Understand that it's not always like that, by the way. Like all the parents, the 300 parents in Mountain Brook, which I think we're going to give an award to, by the way, very soon at the Alabama Policy Institute. The parents in Mountain Brook showed up at the school board and they made themselves known. And by the way, they won. So don't think for a second that everything is about being oppressed or yelled at or being uncomfortable. Buck up. And go recognize that most of the time on the schoolyard, when you face the bully backs down. Now, Kyrsten Sinema showed a lot of poise. She did a great job of not confronting. I'm pretty sure that I'd have been in throat punch mode at some point. But she did a great job of keeping her poise and being a professional. But what I want to know is, where were all the people that were around doing nothing? Because here was a woman being chased into a bathroom by activists and having to lock the stall so that she could use the facilities, and nobody is doing a thing about it. Where are the people who would step in and go, that's wrong, and I won't let it happen. Stop it now. Because sometimes people, it's not just speaking to the issues. Sometimes it's about stepping in between the victim and the persecutor. And we got to be willing to do it. We got to. All right, we're going to wrap this topic up. When I come back, I'm going to tell you what the DOJ is doing right now to try and make it difficult for you to do the very thing you should be allowed to do. Luckily, we have this little thing called a constitution that gives you the right of speech. And I'm going to tell you right now, I'm going to keep speaking. I know a lot of you are too. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. We will be right back.